talking about a kind of wisdom that's present in the world that doesn't reflect fellowship with God versus a kind of wisdom found in Christ and in Scripture. And these two things are not the same.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Thanks for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast, a podcast designed to answer challenging questions on doctrine and on living out the Christian faith in your homes, churches, and workplaces. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Now, once again, we'd love to hear from you as we sort through these questions. If you're watching from YouTube or Facebook, just leave us a comment below the video. But you can also send in questions at our website, straighttruth.net. And there you can find links to all of our previous episodes, as well as merchandise and contact information. If you'd like to support Straight Truth financially, again, visit the website to learn how. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. Well, Pastor, our next question has to do with what's going on in the culture today. Now, at the time we're recording this, this is summer 2020. Pretty much every weekend there's some sort of demonstration, public demonstration, some rioting even, a lot of pulling down of statues. Most in response to some tensions in the culture, social justice issues, racism issues, and the like. And so this question is about what is going on today. So the questioner says, I had a discussion with friends, and some agree that it's okay that people are destroying these businesses and public places. And they say that that's a way of making the government listen, and even Christians have agreed to some of this, so-called Christians. Some have used the example of Jesus, saying how Jesus drove out all the people in the temple as a basis for why it's important to destroy some public space in order to get the government to listen to you. So should Christians ever use violence to be heard?
Now, the answer to that question is no. We're not revolutionaries. The Bible teaches us submission to human authority. The only time that would be not the case is if we're being asked to violate the Word of God, mm-hmm. in which case we obey Christ. But even that obedience isn't something expressed in violence. It's something expressed in the preaching of the gospel. The New Testament world was no less oppressive than our own. It may have been more oppressive mm-hmm. than the one that we live in. And yet you find the apostles in the early church not marching and demonstrating and protesting. You find them preaching the gospel, and you find them living out the Christian life before a watching world. And one of the things that, if not the primary thing, in fact, I think I could go so far as to say the primary way that the church was identified in its relationship to Christ was its love. So it's not what we're seeing in our world right now. It's not language full of venom, hatred, bitterness, cursing, profanity, attacking those in authority. This is never what has characterized mm-hmm. the New Testament church in its finest moments, mm-hmm. if I could say it that way. So the answer is no. This is not what is to characterize us. In terms of using Christ cleansing the temple as an example, that's silly and wrongheaded. Our Lord was the Lord of the temple. He, in fact, was fulfilling Scripture as He cleansed the temple. Zeal for your house has consumed mm-hmm. me. One of the questions that came into play as He cleansed the temple was the matter of authority. You know, they asked Him, by what authority do you do this? And he gave an answer regarding John the Baptist that basically put them in a corner. They wouldn't even answer the question. Was John's authority from heaven or from earth? And they didn't want to answer the question because it was going to get them in trouble with the crowd. So the whole question of authority came into play with respect to Christ, and He had the authority to cleanse that temple. It's His Father's house. Jesus, the unique Son of God. So that's not an example that we can take for social justice protests. In fact, Josh, we're living in a time where justice isn't even understood. Mm-hmm. Now, if you talk about biblical justice in the Old Testament, you're talking about no preferential treatment is really what you're talking about. The Old Testament taught you were not even to give preferential treatment to the poor. You were not to reward a man just because he was poor, punish a man just because he's rich, or vice versa. The question was always, what is right in this situation? And so when we begin to categorize people based upon superficial things like melanin, like skin color, And we're going to arrange society based upon those sorts of things. We're not in touch at all with what biblical justice is. So again, we're talking about, as we've talked about on an earlier podcast, we're talking about a kind of wisdom that's present in the world that doesn't reflect fellowship with God versus a kind of wisdom found in Christ and in Scripture. And these two things are not the same. So when the church tries to embody the wisdom of the world or Christianize it, you can know we're on the wrong road. Whatever Christ gives us is entirely different from what the world is saying and what the world is doing. And so we need to look to God and to His Word for what we do in these days.
Thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. And we'd love for you to share this episode with other friends and family. And the easiest way to do that is by going to our website, straighttruth.net. And there you can find links to all of our social media channels. So be sure to like and subscribe to one of those channels and pass it along. And do us a favor and go to the iTunes podcast section and leave us a review. And that will help us spread the word about this podcast to more and more people. And we need your support. So if you'd like to learn how to help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can do that again from our website, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.